Jeff Field back in, but this time for the weekly wrap. We like to take a look back over the whole week because it's amazing how quickly news moves and how much you forget. Take it away.
Thanks, Nick. And as I say to you every week, I live in eternal hope of having a good news week, but I'm afraid we have to strike that one off again for the week. We started off on Monday with the massive IT meltdown of British Airways, which caused chaos actually around the world, actually really ended up affecting hundreds of thousands of passengers. On the very first day of the British school holidays too, there were people sleeping in airport terminals. Basically, it was described as an IT meltdown. Apparently, it wasn't a hack, but investigations are still continuing there. The families of the Lindt victims called for a review of the current positions of the two senior commanders in charge at the end of the Lindt siege. And of course, there was an interesting Four Corners program that night with the tragic last few hours of what happened in that siege.
Very hard to watch.
Yeah, very hard to watch. Very difficult. On Tuesday, Mr. Macron met with Mr. Putin. Now, that was interesting, just watching the body language there. Also on that day, John McCain, who has been in Australia, the veteran Republican senator, described Mr. Putin as a bigger threat than ISIS. And he says sometimes he feels nervous about Donald Trump. Don't we all? Also, Tiger Woods was arrested on DUI charges. Of course, there was more of that came out yesterday, I think. Pictures of him slumped at the wheel. So I think Tiger has got some big problems.
Clearly not doing well, but it did, and I'm sorry to say this, give me one of my favourite headlines I've seen in the UK press, which was DUI of the Tiger.
Only the UK press could do that, but you got to hand it to them for that. And look, I think this probably would be one of the most important stories of the week, Nick. The New South Wales government wants to move the Logies to Tamworth, Dubbo and Albury. So
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
On Wednesday, what else can we say? State of origin. Do we need to say anything else?
We don't. We do
except not. 28 points to 4.
Amazing.
And Laurie Daly is playing it down, but that's probably a good thing.
Good on Laurie.
Rolf Harris asked to be left in peace after a jury failed to reach a verdict on the latest charges concerning he groped young girls, although we're hearing reports that there are more charges waiting for him, so whether or not he'll be left in peace remains to be seen.
Yes.
Let's see. Yesterday, of course, the tragic Mark Leveson story, the parents basically saying goodbye to their son. They've also made comments about the former boyfriend, Michael Atkins. Got to be careful what I say here for legal reasons. Mr. Atkins was given immunity from prosecution. However, there may be other things developing legally in regards to the death Matthew Leveson.
Okay.
The bones are currently being examined by DNA people. Also, we had the man yesterday threatening to blow up a plane, of course, at Tullamarine Airport. Seems he had psychological problems.
Yeah.
They're not describing it as a terror attack. And yesterday we had Donald Trump indicating that he would not be supporting the Paris Climate Accord. If you've just woken up, he held a news conference this morning in the Rose Garden of the White House where his surrogates cheered very loudly when he said America would not be involved in climate change.
Yep.
And I'm quoting his words.
Exactly.
Saying it's horrible.
He's, as someone put it on Twitter, willing to prove that America's happy to be part of the problem, but in no interest in being the solution.
He said he's sick of the tail wagging the dog. I think we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I think we all are, Donald. Thank you very much, Jeff Field.
Thank you.